This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical. That's Marjorie Horvath, H-O-R-V-A-T-H. Marjorie is M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E. Place was Mission Point of Flint. Date was May 5th, 2022. The patient profile. Mrs. Horvath is a 78-year-old female who had been living alone, and she came here from Genesis. And approximately the 18th of April, period. New paragraph. Chief's complaint. She's here for post-acute care after being at Genesis Hospital, period. New paragraph. Mrs. Horvath was at Owosso Hospital and then end up transferring to Genesis Hospital, period. She had a renal stone and it was obstructive, period. It was in the urethra, and she did have pain. Period. She ended up being taken to the operating room urgently for removal of the stone and placement of a stent, period. She ended up going to the ICU, period. She apparently had hypotension and was felt to be in shock and was treated with pressors, period. She was briefly on a ventilator as well, period. She stabilized from that standpoint, period. She had a history of lactic acidosis during her hospitalization, period. It appeared that the stone removal and stent placement may have been done in Owosso, but it's not clear from the notes that I'm reading which hospital is done. In any case, she went to Genesis after she went to Owosso, period. New paragraph. He's here for post-acute care, but she's getting therapy. Now she's able to get up and about a bit, period. She is oriented, period. It's though that she had delusions, period. For example, she was thinking that neighbors were spying on her through a glass.
Wasn't it being spying? Was it a glass? The glasses?
No, with x-ray glasses.
Yeah, with x-ray glasses, period. New paragraph. She was seen by a psychiatrist and she was put on paliperidone, which she does not want, and she's trying to get off it, period. And she says it hinders her appetite and makes her quiver a bit, period. New Paragon's noted that she had septic shock due to obstructive nephrolithiasis and neurosepsis, and she was weaned off pressors, and she improved after cystoscopy, and she had stent replacement, period. She had an elevated troponin during the hospitalization, period. An echocardiogram showed an inferior wall motion abnormality, and they wondered if there were any coronary symptoms, period. It's not clear whether she had an acute MI, though, period. They did recommend aspirin and atorvastatin, period. The trending was down, trending, and it is suspected that she had a non-ST elevation MI in the setting of septic shock, period. New paragraph. Today she's oriented and she denies any symptoms such as pain or dyspnea, period. She's interested in going back to her apartment, period. New paragraph. It's noted that she has a diagnosis of schizophrenia. And also, her apartment was a complete mess and protective services was called, period. She lived alone, period. Her brother was bringing her food and delivering it, but she would not let him in, period. She has had a history of delusions and hallucinations, period. There was concern about her going back home, and this is an issue that we'll have to deal with, period. There's no previous history of heart failure that she knows, and she denies major cardiac problems, period. It's known that she has an albumin of 2.2 and a protein of 4.1 and a platelet of 103. So they suspected the possibility of liver disease, period. She denies alcohol excess, period, and she never smoked. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional. No fever or chills, eye no complaints. Denies major visual problems, but she uses glasses to see. ENT, no sore throat, earache, or hoarseness, respiratory. No shortness of breath, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria at the present time. Musculoskeletal, she denies arthralgias. Skin, she has a wound on the dorsum of her left foot that has some yellow tissue, for which she's getting Santyl, period. Endocrine, no diabetes, no polyuria, polydipsia. review of systems otherwise negative. New paragraph, past history is positive for sepsis, possibly septic shock, post UTI. She comes with a diagnosis of systolic congestive heart failure, period. She had ureteral calculus, schizophrenia unspecified. She reports chronic fatigue, muscle weakness. In her hospitalization, she was in respiratory failure, and she had anemia and thrombocytopenia and low protein level. And at one point, hypokalemia. She was cefepime and erythromycin at one point, and ceftriaxone and doxycycline at another point, period. New paragraph, family history. Her father died at the age of 38 of kidney failure, period. Her mother died possibly of esophageal cancer with mets of the liver, but she wasn't 100% certain, but she knew she had cancer, period. Her mother had hypertension, period. Social history, she denies smoking or alcohol abuse, period. Protective services involved, and found her home to be a mess, period. Mm-hmm. New paragraph, medications. Metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, multivitamins one daily, paliperidone 3 milligrams daily, melatonin 5 milligrams nightly, Imodium 2 milligrams PRN.
What kind are we going to use? 6 o'clock, Sue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's their quarter to six right now.
Gabapentin 300 milligrams 3 times a day for neuropathy, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, acetaminophen 500 milligrams every 12 hours as needed. He's getting Santyl to the right dorsal foot and covered with gauze soaked with saline. New paragraph, allergies and unknown. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed and appears less ill. Blood pressure 117 over 60, temperature 97.2, pulse 72, respiratory 18. O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck. Pupils equal reactive light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular mucus normal. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal. Inspection. Neck supple, no mass or nodes or thyromegaly. Lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation period. Cardiovascular normal S1, S2. No gallop, no murmur. No significant edema. Pedal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No organomegaly. CNS, cranial ghostly normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. There's no joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Skin showed ulcer in the dorsum of the left foot, about 2 centimeters in length, and it's has yellow necrotic tissue in the middle period. Most of her foot looks good. There's no surrounding cellulitis. Mental status. She was totally oriented to time and place, period. She could tell me the date, day, year, month, and season. And she could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. Affect seemed normal, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Ms. Horvath has had a ureteral stone and was septic due to this, and even in septic shock and on the ventilator. But that is stable, period. She is not in antibiotics now, period.
Hello? Well, hi. I'm good. How are you? Well, I was in the middle of a dictation, but otherwise, it's not a bad time. Can I call you back in just a couple minutes? Okay, thanks.
She has a wound on the dorsum of the left foot. We'll continue cleansing and patting dry and applying Santyl and covering with saline soaked gauze, period. Three, she has a diagnosis of schizophrenia and has had delusions, period. I will consult psychiatry, period. She wants to be off the paliperidone, which is at a low dose. And for now, I'll continue it at 3 milligrams daily because this was started by psychiatry outside, period. Three, she has possible hypertension as the start of metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day, but this could also be for coronary disease, period. She may have had a non-ST elevation MI, period. I will continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily plus atorvastatin, and I will increase that to 40 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has neuropathy, and I'll continue gabapentin 300 milligrams 3 times a day. Five, there's a question about whether she should return to her apartment or not, period. Protective services was involved, period. She's at risk of decompensating with schizophrenia, and she doesn't want her medication.
Okay.
And she may benefit from assisted living, period.
Right.
She doesn't seem to want that option, though, period. I'm told that her brother is elderly and would not be able to help care for her, period.
Okay.
I will follow her for now at Mission Point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.